VIP Sound Trip.
It is 2:32, kayo nakikinig pa rin dito sa DZUP Soundtrip. Kasama ko si DJ Mark. And as promised, meron tayong, once again, another special guest. So, noong Friday pa lang, meron na tayong mga guest. Ngayon ulit, meron tayo agad, di ba? Okay tayo dito sa DZUP Soundtrip. So, for today, makakasama natin sa ating booth dito sa DZUP, si Abraham. Magandang hapon sa iyo, Abraham.
Magandang hapon sa iyo, Mark.
Alright. Or, as he told me kanina, Abe na lang.
Tawag Abe, yes.
Okay. So, Abraham. So, yun yung given name mo ba?
No. Abraham is just the name that I use for my music. My name is Abe Altea. Okay. So, that's my name. That's my name.
So, Abe.
Yeah.
Abe talaga yung... sa birth certificate mo, Abe.
Sa birth certificate ko, Abe Marion Altea.
Ah, okay. So, bakit nagkaroon ng Abraham dun sa, ano mo, sa music name mo?
Well, Abraham is... Kasi ang mga trip kong tugtugan is, you know, folk, that kind of sound. And, okay. Of course, growing up, heavily influenced by, you know... my dad's music in the 60s, 70s. Uh-huh. So it's very, you know, a lot of peace and love stuff. Mm-hmm. And and then with that, I like folk. And then I thought maybe, well, my name's Abe. Mm-hmm. And then with that kind of influence, I think I would like to try and use Abraham for my name. Mm-hmm. It's nothing more, nothing less than that.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Sige. So, yun lang basically na naisip mo lang siya na bagay dun sa style of music mo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice. So, a little backgrounder lang siguro about you, no? How did you start making your own music? Kasi you write your own music, right?
I have been a musician since I was grade 6. When I was grade 6, that was my first time that I held a guitar. I took lessons. And after that, a year later, I tried bass guitar. And then all throughout high school, I had two high school bands. The first one was called Up to You. And the second one was the Clamshell Boxes. And the Clamshell Boxes, we are still together until now. We formed when we were in third year high school. And we kept on playing until last year. And then right now, we're a little in a little hiatus for now for many reasons. But it's all good. And then after that, that's when I decided maybe I could try doing my own stuff, Abraham. Okay. So going back to your questions, when I first wrote a song, that was when I was in high school, when I was in my first band. Iba pa yung tugtugan namin nun because medyo mabigat. I mean, like heavy hard rock, not really metal, leaning a little bit towards punk rock because one of our members really liked that. Mm-hmm. And then we all had a common ground on hard rock, so so we kind of enjoyed doing that. And then later on, we didn't feel it, and then things were starting to get in the way, like especially academics and different interests. So, and then later on, I got into a band, the Clamshell Boxes, and this one is much more. It's much different from my first band. It has, because first we have a saxophone there, and it's a, and we had three vocalists, I being one of them, and then also that those three vocalists all wrote.
Okay.
So we had three song styles coming in to play. There were times that it was hard to put them together, and that times it was very easy. It's a lot of things having to be mixed up. So yeah, and then we just kept on playing, and yeah, so that's where my first experiences for songwriting came in. And then of course on the side, for me, I wrote some songs simultaneously when I was writing with the band, for the band.
But for yourself, no?
Yeah, for myself. Tapos, yun lang naman. And then I just kept them to myself and then worked on them every now and then. Mm-hmm. And then Abraham came and then nagsusulat ako ngayon ng bago para sa Abraham. And there are other songs that I take from my, you know, little bank. Uh-huh. And then play them when I can.
Okay. So yung mga nag-start ka na tinatago mo sa sarili mo ng mga songs, did they ever get released or are they nakabangko pa rin sa'yo na...
Ay, hindi naman siya sa tinatago ko siya. Pero it's just that there's no opportunity for me to play it.
Okay.
Yeah, some there you would hear some later. Mm-hmm. Some are still... I'm still working on them dahil yung nung sinulat ko sila, high school pa ako, and I haven't had much experience in music. So, syempre, ngayong, you know, through the years, a lot has gone on, and more knowledge has came in. So, I'd like to apply that to those old songs. So, you know, it's a... every now and then, I'd take them and then take them out and then see, this word... this doesn't sound nice. So, eh, so yun, tapos yung tunog niya, parang, oh, mas maganda yata kung ganito yung mga regla niya, not, whatnot, yeah. Ayan.
So, yung music knowledge mo, is this all self-taught or did you have mentors for you?
Oh, yeah, as I said, when I first had the opportunity to play guitar, I had guitar lessons. So, I did that. And then for my bass guitar, oh yeah, I was a bassist for both of my high school bands.
Mm-hmm.
For bass, yes, I did also have formal lessons for that. What else? Piano, I had some piano lessons, pero di siya masyadong na pick up.
Uh-huh.
Maybe because I was just too young.
Mm-hmm.
And when I learned guitar, I started going back to piano on my own. So okay. That's when I... you know, doon ko na mas napalagong pa yung pagtugtog sa piano. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it, yeah.
Dun sa aspect naman nung sa songwriting mo, no?
Mm-hmm.
Is it more personal stuff or mas narrative ka ba na you tell stories?
It depends. There are times when I'm given, like, if I'm asked to write songs, then I'm gonna have to go by their rules. Like, whoever, hey, can you write me a song for this kind of thing? Okay, then, tatanungin ko sila kung ano ba yung gusto mong vibe, ano ba yung gusto mong mangyari sa ano, kwento ng awiting iyon. And so I use that for writing that particular song.
Okay.
No, sorry. But if I'm gonna write for my own, there are times that the songs that I would write is because I feel something that I cannot I don't have an outlet for what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
It's not exactly, there are some things that you think about that you, it's not exactly what you want to say. It's not exactly what you want to have in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It sometimes it's something that you want to paint about. It's sometimes you want to something you want to write about.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, I write about it through song.
Oh, okay.
And then there would be times that I just wanna, I'm not doing anything much, or I don't wanna, you know, I don't wanna, maybe I'm too stressed with what my academics or whatnot. So okay, let me drop that and then let me write. Let's see, maybe I could get something. Maybe I could be more productive there. So sometimes songwriting comes from the urge to just strike for the sake of writing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just to get it out there.
Yep.
Get out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you mentioned kanina na you were going to perform all original songs.
Mm-hmm.
No, so, let's listen to the first
the
one.
The first one, sure.
So, can you tell us a little about this song first before we hear about it?
The first song is called Your Light. Now, Your Light is it's a love song.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first song that I wrote as Abraham, intended for Abraham. It's a song about my love life. It's about my girlfriend.
Okay.
and so, yeah, I think I should let the song speak for itself.
All right. Maybe, so, yeah. Sa ating mga nakikinig dito sa DZUP Soundtrip, here is Abraham with the song, Your Light. It's all good.
I've been left too helpless and idle. I'm caught up in my thoughts, how I'm too far from survival. You know what? Let me do that again.
All right. Pwede naman tayo dito. Rock'n'roll tayo dito sa sound trip. We can take a...
Just the, take two, take two. Ang audio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I put my hand up to feel the wind. I look into your eyes, I see new life begin.
Abraham, yeah. Or Abe ngayon dito kasama yeah, natin yeah. Yan sa DZUP Soundtrip. So we will get to know Abe more about, well, what he does right now, aside from music siguro, to get a bigger picture of the man. Okay, so pagbabalik yan ang DZUP Soundtrip. Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1600. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1600. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1600. Kasali ka.
Tabi-tabi po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Abay Juan, itikil mo na nga yung paninigarilyo mo.
Minsan-minsan lang naman to.
Isipin mo naman kami ng anak mo.
Papa, game ko na sa Sabado. Makapunta ka naman, di ba?
Oo naman, anak.
Ayon sa Civil Service Commission, 240 Pilipino ang namamatay araw-araw dulot ng paninigarilyo. Walang kasiguraduhan kung kailan ka nito maapektuhan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have arrived at the library. If you haven't already done so, please stow your baggage in the designated bag racks. Please take your seat and quietly arrange your belongings. If you are seated next to another person, please ensure that your items are organized. We remind you to keep the shelves in order and to minimize noise and conversation. Thank you.
Do your part and help make the library a conducive place to study. A message from DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Soundtrip.
Kaya nagbabalik dito sa DZUP Soundtrip. Kasama ko si DJ Mark and Abraham. Yeah, pero Abe lang siya dito ngayon.
Yes.
As Abe. So Abe, natanong ko rin, no, you're still studying.
Yeah, I'm a third year undergraduate here in UP. Mm-hmm. Diliman, taking up business administration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you have an organization.
I am part of the UP Music Circle, though I am an inactive member right now. Mm-hmm. But yes, I am part of the music.
So how long have you been a member?
I came in when I was a freshman. That was 2016,
mm-hmm.
the first semester. After that, I became a member. So, siyempre, in the second semester na. And then until just this semester. This semester, I applied for inactivity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, dun sa experience mo sa with the music circle, no? So it's been 2 years plus this sem, ano? What can you say na you have learned from that experience to be able to contribute to what Abraham is now?
A lot. Beginning from because you know I came in as an aside from being a freshman in college, I didn't know anything much about music. Despite that, you know, I've been playing with my bands in high school. I've also had a music org in high school. But, you know, those are all... They were instrumental to us being high school students. And then now that you're in college, there's new stuff, there's a lot more opportunities, there's a lot more doors and windows
mm-hmm.
open for you as musicians. So I didn't know anything about that. So being with them, this is the first time that I got into an organization that was so diverse mm-hmm. to begin with. Not just in, you know, musical influences, not just in music tastes, but just even the physical fact that some are older than me, mm-hmm. some are actually younger than me, but are actually there first before I was. And yeah, a lot. The application process was, it's pretty tedious, but it was tedious for a reason. Because mm-hmm. you wouldn't learn much if you would just lax, as you know, an applicant, and if the org laxes too. So I'm very grateful that the application process that I underwent was I learned a lot, especially this thing. I'm gonna share this, and I hope they don't mind. We have this thing in the music circle that we call the diagonal growth. Diagonal growth is when you combine like working with people and at the same time working to you know, para paano masasabihin to, parang padalagumin mo, palalalimin mo yung mga kaalaman mo at yung mga kakayahan mo bilang isang individual, isang musician. So you put those things together, working with others, working with others, and at the same time working as yourself. Of course, you should grow. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, related ba siya dun sa line graph na yung ano, pag-angat niya is pa-diagonal?
That is it.
So, yun yung mga components na kasama dun. Not just yourself, but the people around you then.
Yes, it is very much that.
Alright, so going on to the siguro the acts then doon. So when you joined ba, did you idolize mga musicians from that organization? That's why you joined, or is it more of the experience talaga?
Yeah, it was more of the experience really, because you know, I didn't really know who what I would be with there. There were some acts that apparently were big shots, but I didn't know that they were music circle. So it was very much a surprise of a surprise when I got in. And it was very delightful to discover those people and be in touch with those people too.
So who would you say na surprised you the most? That, oh, that band's from music circle pala.
I had no idea that O Flamingo was in the music circle, of course. I've been hearing much about them, and so and, you know, learning that they were there was, oh, that's pretty cool. And then, of course, not only the big shots, but there are also a lot of really great talents that people virtually don't know about. Like only people around us, only the people who know us, know about them, which is kind of a shame because they're really good.
All right. So you mentioned ganina na your organization is diverse, no?
Diverse
in terms of the age group, the personalities. So does this also apply to the music genres or styles that the members are part of, or the craft that they do? Or is it more a niche pa siya na, is there a majority na that's yung pag yung music circle, it's this kind of music?
You know, I haven't really thought about that. I could definitely tell you that there is no music circle sound.
Okay.
Though, because everyone just has their own preference, everyone just has their own taste, everyone just has their own kind of writing, and everybody is evolving too. So it's not the same one day, after. So,
So you'd say it's very diverse then?
Yeah, it's very diverse. It's not. It doesn't really mean that, you know, one, because one, well, maybe if we were going to put, I don't know, experience in the factor, then that would, that in the equation, then that would definitely be a factor of the diversity, because, you know, some are really, really good guitarists, and some are more into the electronic stuff, right? So, you know, I don't really know how to say what to say, but yeah, they're just pretty diverse. That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
So now let's put that aside first, then let's get back to your music. So what's the title of the next song that you're going to perform for us?
Oh, we're going to do this. Maybe I could do, this one is called Swing. Swing is a song that I wrote when I was in second year college. It was one of those songs that I told you that there are some songs that you just want to write for the heck of writing.
Uh-huh.
So I took a little, there was an inspiration behind it. It was just a happy crush, mm-hmm. you know. And then it wasn't anything more than that. So, and then I was in, at that point, I really wanted to write something. Mm-hmm. So I said, maybe I could use that. Maybe I could put that. There were a lot of other songs that I tried to get that leverage to write a new song.
Mm-hmm.
So this was one of the ones that I think did well for me. So right. Swing. This one's called Swing.
Okay, Swing. So while Abe is setting up, mula kung meron kayong mga questions or mga requests siguro, mga alam nyo na original ni Abe, you can text us at 0927-220-8332. You can also follow us sa ating Twitter, sa twitter.com@DZUP1602AM. And then, of course, Facebook Live. We are live here, so if you want to see Abe performing live, you can log on to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DZUP1602AM. All right, so here's Abraham with Swing.
If I had another shot in love, I'd take every moment I have with you. When I see your dimples sinking down into your cheeks, matching the wrinkles at the corners of your eyes make, sit down on the swing and let me push you. Touch the sky when you fall back down. I'll be there to catch you. I can never let you know I've got the rain and the sun in my command. Oh, how I wish your love could be my wonderland. Sit down on the swing and let me push you up. You can touch the sky when you fall back down. I'll be there to catch you. The swing, let me push you up. You can touch the sky when you fall back down. I'll be there to catch you.
That was Abraham with Swing. And sa ating pagbabalik, we will get to know him more about his non-music related part of his life. Naman sa pagbabalik yan ng DZUP Soundtrip.
Hi. kasama unlad na bayan, Luzon, Visayas at Mindanao. Buong mundo kasali ka. Dito rinig boses ng masa, magkakaiba ngunit isa. Ate, kuya at mga peps, bata, matanda, kasali ka. Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka. Dito harapin ang sama-sama mga isyu ng ating lipunan, ang ating magagawa para sa bayan. Kasali ka. Halika
ang bukas kampin, dinggin, tinigatindig ng bayan. Lakas ng sama-samang paghakbang, ikaw at ako, kasali tayo.
Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na at makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Your daily alternative music fix. DZUP Sound Trip.
It is 3:05. Kayo nakikinig pa rin sa DZUP Sound Trip. Kasama ko si DJ Mark, and with me today is Abraham.
Hi.
Or Abe. Ayan. So kanina we got to know him about his career. So so far, yeah. Sa music circle din, sa involvement niya dun sa organization niya. Now, let's get to know him more na hindi related dun sa music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no? So, right now, as a student din, no,
mm-hmm.
Syempre, you, I would think na isa sa mga ways to relax mo is music. So, do you have other ways of, like, kicking back and then relaxing and getting your mind off things muna?
Yeah, definitely. I study.
Mm-hmm. You study?
No. All
right. You got me there for a second.
What do I do? I watch a lot of wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's something that's out there. And my friends know I'm a big religious wrestling fan. I can go all day. We could have another episode, and I'll just talk about wrestling. And then, what else? Oh, yeah, I got into theater. That's mm-hmm. one. I do that. I did that once. Mm-hmm. I hope to do that more.
Yep.
What else? Well, lately, I don't know. I got into this little stunt just for my own. Like, I've been trying to do some face painting at home.
Face painting.
It's not exactly like, you know, like a party face paint or a theme uh-huh. park face painting. It's more of like taking considering your face as your canvas. So
mm-hmm.
you could use the, yeah, I don't know, pinapalalim ko na lang yata yung sinasabi ko, pero, but yeah, that's how I see it when uh-huh. you face paint. Trying to think of designs that would, you know, help me. It's another one of those things that instead of what you have in mind, instead if you write it, instead of conversing about it, you paint it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to paint it not on a canvas, but on my face.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's something, you know, in my, and then I do lately I did get into yoga. I'm
mm-hmm.
doing yoga.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah, and mm-hmm. I need it for life in
yeah.
general.
Mm-hmm. To center yourself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to your face painting, what sparked that interest? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it what sparked it? Uh-huh. Just art itself, probably. And again, wrestling. There's a lot of face paint in wrestling.
Yeah.
So, and it looks cool. It looks mm-hmm. nice. Yeah, and then, you know, when I started doing my first designs, I was doing, so I got the paint,
mm-hmm.
and then
looked up in YouTube, whatever.
Yeah. You can see everything. Yeah, you can learn anything. So YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. And then there were some videos about it. Uh-huh. So I thought, okay, I want to see this. And then they did little tips on, you know, how do you actually use face paint. And then I did that. And then I used, when I was trying out the paint to see if my skin would react to it or what, mm-hmm. not if I like what I'm doing. And then I used the designs of some wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And then I had fun. I was like a little kid in the house. Just, oh my goodness. I wore it while I was eating dinner, while I was talking to my mom and my dad. And they were just like looking at me. What was that? But yeah, it was. Yeah, that's one.
Oh, that's nice. So going back to naman sa wrestling, so what kind of things do you watch sa WWE?
But, WWE. I watch a lot of WWE because I don't know. When I was a kid, my dad, it was on TV, and then my dad used to watch it when back in his day. Uh-huh. So I know a lot of wrestlers from his day, and then it just, you know, bridged through the early 2000s when, you know, people like The Rock, mm-hmm. Steve Austin, all those people were really at the peak of their careers. And then until now, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, wrestling is so uninteresting. It's fake. It's scripted. Yeah, it's scripted. Well, you know, it is. It really is. So yeah. I don't.
It's not pretending. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, so you know,
it's a show.
Yeah, it's a show. You gotta appreciate it for what it is. For its craft. It is its own thing. It is its own industry. Anyway, so so you know, and it's fun. Anyway, I like it. Just like watching it too.
Mm. All right. So what? Do you also watch the local thing? Local wrestling here in the Philippines?
I want to. I just have not had the time because. First of all, the locations are far. I know they're like I know. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know PWR is getting really big lately. I really want to watch it, but it's just so far. And sometimes I don't even know where the venue is. Mm. And then another one, MWF, Manila Wrestling Federation. I know that a lot of times they do it here in Bahay ng Alumni.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do it. There, I just don't have the time to go and watch at night, and then because I have, you know, an exam or whatnot the next day. Right. So, but I do. I really, really want to watch the local stuff too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, when it comes to wrestling, in my perceptions, siguro, of the college scene right now, it's not more of. Not one of the more popular things to be excited about. So, do you have friends that you are like you share this passion with? Is it more of a personal thing?
You know, it's more when I start talking about this stuff to my friends, it's more of like a brainwash than a conversation because you know I don't really have much. I do have a number of friends that really are into wrestling like me, mm-hmm. but in my usual common circle, I don't have someone to share, you know, strong sentiments with. So I kind of talk about it subtly, or if I'm just too out of. I'm just too, you know, into it or over it. I just, you know, no. Let's talk about this. I want to talk about this, and I want you to appreciate it. So, you know what? I did wrestling PE here but it's not pro wrestling. Uh-huh. It's the Olympic wrestling. It was fun. I had fun. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to rack your brains a bit on the what's happening in the wrestling world right now. So, what do you think about the move of Ronda Rousey?
Do you watch wrestling?
A bit, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean move of Ronda Rousey?
Because she after her like defeat in the MMA aspect, she went there Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So what do I think about Ronda Rousey being in WWE?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know. I when I watch Ronda Rousey, I kind of want to detach myself from her MMA background because I know again it's a whole industry in itself. It's a whole new level of psychology, a whole new level of I could even say art and athleticism too. So it's, I don't know. Well, I feel uncomfortable talking about this, but honestly, I think Ronda Rousey, and I don't want to act like I'm some kind of expert or something, but but as a fan, as someone who watches the thing, he still needs some
wrestling training, not, showmanship. Yeah.
She still needs to work on her chemistry with the people there, because obviously a lot of people there, the people there are of different backgrounds.
Yeah.
I mean, like Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar was a college in college. When he was in college, he was the usual college style wrestling, amateur wrestling. So that was his background, and then he went to WWE, and then he went to MMA also, became a champion there, and then came back to WWE. So when he's in WWE, I don't really cringe that much, because I know that he came from that. But you know, for Ronda started out in MMA, so I think, I don't know. So yeah, maybe I think I'm putting too much expectation on me, on me when I'm watching her, because she's, but I think I'm happy that she's there, because it takes the business to a whole new level too, because a lot of, through her, a lot of people are watching now, a lot of people are now watching, and then, also, I guess the wrestlers all could learn from her, I think.
Her judo.
Yeah, so. I don't know. That's just me as a watcher and an observer,
So maybe you see this next question coming, no? So what do you think about the narrative naman of Conor McGregor going like the same path, because he just like
really? Really? I actually haven't heard of that. But if he were in WWE, that would be very interesting, because he's a good talker.
He's got
that
personality.
He's got that personality to spark up a feud, a storyline that would actually cater to a lot of people, from saying that this is wrestling is PG, it's too kiddie, it's too kind. And with Conor in the picture, I think that would make storylines very cool. I wouldn't probably expect much on the action, because it's different discipline too. It's a different discipline too. But with the character, if he were to have like a character there, being himself, I'd like to see that. I'd be very excited to see that.
But he would be like on the cruiserweight side of the WWE, you know, because he's relatively small.
Maybe
they match him up with Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio, he just returned. He just returned. That's pretty cool. And for Rey Mysterio, is an old guy, but he looks younger than ever. Looks better than ever.
He still got it, man.
He still got it. Exactly.
So we, after the break, we'll see if, in some twisted, weird way, you got the wrestling interest then translated into music, or not. You could just like let it go and just get on with the music. So pagbabalik niyan, DZUP Soundtrip. Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Sabi ko na yun.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya shout ng maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naisip. Nasusundutan lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Mahal, may sinulat akong tula para sa'yo. Ikaw ang bubong sa aking bahay. Ikaw ang gamot sa aking aray. At ikaw ang kulay sa aking buhay. Bakit mo alam yung tulang to?
Kasi yan ang sinubmit kong tula sa contest!
Ay!
Kaya ka pala na-kick out! Mangungopia ka kasi!
Bagsak ka na nga sa ACADS, bagsak ka pa sa love life. Huwag ka na mag-plagiarize, te. Maging orig ka.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ayon sa Department of Environment and Natural Resources, nasa 80% ng polusyon sa hangin sa Metro Manila ay nagmumula sa mga sasakyan. Ang maruming hangin na nilalabas ng kotse mo ay siya ring hangin na bubuhay o kikitil sa'yo. Isulong natin ang paggamit ng mga alternatibong pamamaraan ng transportasyon tulad ng paglalakad at pagbibisikleta para sa kalikasan, para sa kalusugan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Magtanimay di biro buong araw na kayo ko. Pambihira naman kayo kung di nyo ubusin pagkain nyo. Ang sakit sa damdamin, pagod ko'y nasayang lang. Ang dami nyo pang tira, pwede sana yun sa iba. Huwag magsayang ng pagkain. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
DZUP Soundtrip.
It's 3:20. Kasama pa rin ako si DJ Mark para sa DZUP Soundtrip. At kasama pa rin natin si Abraham. Or
what
Abe.
Up?
Ayan, so kanina, from wrestling, no? The WWE, MMA fighters going to the wrestling industry to back to the music naman
yeah,
tayo
okay.
Ngayon.
Yeah, I'd like that.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, as a musician, no, I would think that you have your own influences, your yeah. own like inspirations na the sparked like the musician in you. So do you have those artists na when you first listen to them, I want to make that kind of music.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, definitely. I would not be here where I am as a musician if it weren't for the Beatles. My first really strong influence came from the Beatles. Mm-hmm. I was in grade 6 and then the Beatles Rock Band just came out, the video game. Came out, and then it was Christmas and I was like, Dad, you might want to get me this. So and then, so he did, he got it. And then thank you, Dad. And Mom. And then as I was playing with it, and then I started, because all I knew back then was, you know, like Yellow Submarine. Yeah. That was basically the only Beatles song that I knew. And then when I played that song, I saw their entire catalog and I was like, these sound cool. These sound really nice. So so I started listening to them more and then started reading up more about them. So yeah, and then now I got into all these other influences of theirs, like Bob Dylan, and then their friends, like Eric Clapton and all those people. Yep. And then, so yeah, really from the 60s, I really got a lot of musical influence from the 60s and the 70s. And then, yeah.
And would you say that they're the most influential on what you put out as Abraham right now? Is it like more your own thing?
It in one aspect, yes. In the writing itself, yes. Mm-hmm. But the sound, not exactly. My influence for my sounds are the modern acts, folk acts like the Lumineers, Mumford and Sons, Bear's Den. Those people, I love them. I love them so much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in that aspect, no, your influences. Do you have certain artists that you listen to right now na you think is not getting the attention that they deserve? Like, they're so good, why don't more people know about them?
Well, I'm going to say a few people that I don't think they are not getting the attention that they deserve. I think they have their own fan base and all that. But maybe for the sake of people, of our listeners now, just for the sake of them, if they want to listen to new people, you could listen. I do encourage you to listen to Biffy Clyro. It's B-I-F-F-Y. That's one word. And then the next word is Clyro, C-L-Y-R-O. Mm-hmm. They're European. I don't exactly know their nationality, but they're a European band, and they're heavy. They're pretty heavy, but they're nice. It's cool. They're really cool. I like the sound. And then, of course, the ones that I listened to, that I told you a while ago, you know, Bear's Den, Lumineers, Mumford and Sons, yeah. But if I'm going to say like who are the acts that I think need more ears right now, I will definitely say the college bands. Every college band and performer out there needs a listener, because all of them, I say all of them, are really good. Of course, I'm going to name some from from the folks at the music circle, like I'm not sure if you know Amara, Sofa Sky,
Sofa Sky.
Those people, they're really good too. So I want, you know, guys, listen to those people.
All right. So as Abe, I imagine you go to gigs then to perform. Then, are there certain acts that get you starstruck when you're starstruck playing with them, like, or you're just amazed the sound that they produce?
I don't know if I could say starstruck, because I'm not the type of guy who gets starstruck anyway. Like, if I see someone famous or someone like really like, oh, that's the guy, oh cool,
yeah,
I'm 5 feet away from him, that's cool, but but I'm not that. I've had opportunity when I was with the Clamshell Boxes. I had opportunities to play at gigs where people like She's Only 16 was there. Tom Story was there. So I was amazed, like, oh cool, we're in the same gig, we're in the same lineup. But I wish I had the chance to talk to them, but there's just too many people. They might be tired, I might be tired. So and you know, you don't just go like, hey,
what's up?
What's up? I I'm not that type of guy too, anyway. So,
All right. So, we're talking about gigs right now. So, how long have you been like performing as Abraham? Do you perform alone, or do you have?
I don't. Just this year. Yeah. Probably like June, July. It was very, very recent.
Right. So, how could you like count how many gigs you've been to?
Count. Well, less
or
than
like an estimate.
Probably just like one hand. I've been to open mics. I think I've been to at least three. Open mics. I did a lot of open mics too. And then I'll be doing a gig next Sunday. I'll say it later.
I'll say it later.
So that one. So I'm gonna count that now. So yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he's got it.
Yeah. Just a few.
All right. So how would you say the experience differs from when you were as Abraham and then as you were as Clamshell Boxes?
The
other performances that you had other guys with you playing.
Well, it's very different because first of all, you're alone on the stage. So
how does that like affect your performance?
It does affect my performance a lot because when I was with the Clamshell Boxes, everyone can talk. Everyone had friends there too. So if I didn't want to talk, they could talk. I could talk. But me being Abraham alone, I had to talk. Just
you
me.
Gotta do all.
Yeah, I gotta do everything, what I like about it is because I kind of have the energy of the space that I have, all to myself.
Yeah.
Right. So, all I gotta do is just adjust to it, and I don't have to wait for other band members to do that, because there might be if I'm getting the vibe of the audience, but my band members aren't, and I'm not getting the vibe of the band members, that could affect our performance a lot. But me, if I'm just alone, if it's just a hit or a miss, if I get their vibe, cool. If I don't, well, sorry. But yeah, I'm doing my best. I have a lot of room for improvement, definitely. So I wish I could perform more so I could get practice going. So I need it. Yeah.
All right. So we could provide your details later on our last segment. Let's get back to the music muna. So your next song, have you performed it in your other
this one
gigs?
This next song is called Talk About Love. I've performed that in other gigs too.
All right. So so far you're going to be performing like love songs. So is that the majority of your repertoire?
My caliber. it's not love songs, but love basically, because because I think we'll talk about this later, but yeah, I think, and it's really apparent, very obvious in this next song. It's called Talk About Love, because I just really think that we need to talk about love in the world today.
Yeah, so, yeah. In the current climate of everything.
Everything.
So while Abraham is setting up, we would like to let you guys know again, you can text us if you have any questions for Abraham. 0927-220-8332 if you want to watch us live. It's Facebook or Facebook Live right now. DZUP 1602 AM. And if you want to tweet us, tweet it twitter.com/DZUP1602AM. So again, let's talk about love with Abraham.
Now, 5 minutes of your time, would you allow me to release my thoughts? Would you please? There's too many voices. Where are the ears? You are my hope that someone would hear. So let's talk about love. What do you know about love? When was the last time love crossed your mind? Because I can't sleep last night. So let's take a moment and breathe. Have a conversation, grab something to eat. People are corrupted in their daily fray. Eyes on tomorrow, blind today. Where are we in the universe? In another, can life be nursed in the womb where love is deep, waiting in slumber and sleep? There's too many voices. Where are the ears? You are my hope that someone would hear about love. How do you know about love? When do you hear about love? And when you do, would you know love is speaking to you? Love, is it a concept, this love? Is it shallow to reason with love? Is it treason to let love take over the mind? There's too many voices. Where are the ears? You are my hope that someone would hear about love. Is it worth living? Is it worth hoping for love? Would you die for love? Love, do you understand love? Is it something you'd give to me, this love? How would you feel if I told you I love you? 'Cause I love you, 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 I love you.
tell me how time's passed me by. How has love changed for you and me?
And that was Abraham. Talk about love. I definitely hear the Beatles influences in that song. definitely very, very prominent. So sa ating pagbabalik sa ating last segment, kasama si Abraham, we will talk about more of his theater career.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we'll
cool.
discover
cool.
Like, how'd you get there, man?
How'd I get there?
Sa pagbabalik yan, ang DZUP Sound Trip.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 60.2.
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig, daloy.
Dangal at pagsabi.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin. Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Huy, hinga ka naman dyan. Kaya mo yan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
DZUP Soundtrip.
Alright, it's 3:36. Nandito pa rin kayo sa DZUP Soundtrip. Kasama ko si DJ Mark and our special guest for today, si Abraham. Alright, so... nabanggit ko na kanino, a little bit of a teaser. He does theater. So,
yeah.
Abe, how'd you get that, like, opportunity?
Yeah, well, it was just this year. I've always been amazed of the industry and of the productions that I've seen in theater. What I hear about, you know, the actors, the directors, the prod, everybody. I respect everybody in the industry so much. And I'm just very fond of, you know, watching people, you know, stage, you know, their stories, you know. And so how did I get there? Last semester, I saw a poster here in Palma Hall, AS. Of Decada Setenta open auditions. So I was like, I had no idea. So I was like, okay, let's do this. So I went to the auditions. So I met the director and the production management. And so thankfully I was accepted. It took me in. And despite this being my first ever production, you know, well, disregarding the high school theater, the classroom theater kind of thing, but so they took me in for Decada Setenta. I had no idea what I was getting into, and here in Decada Setenta, I learned so much about the craft and, of course, martial law. I never knew how much I was gonna learn. So being a part of that entire process of taking in the story of Decada Setenta by Luwalhati Bautista and making it into a musical, the entire process was something that changed my life. Definitely. I cannot express enough how grateful I am that they took me in and they shared all those things that I needed to learn from them that I didn't know that I needed to learn.
And the people there are just wonderful. They're just all terrific. I love everyone. I sincerely love each and everybody a part of that production. So, yeah. So, that's how I got in. That's how I got in. And, mm-hmm. yeah, right now, I do hope to get some more opportunities to act and all. And just be involved in any way, in any theater production. Mm-hmm. Just because I just really like doing it, and I just really respect everybody there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, what would you say was the most shocking part, or the one that surprised you the most when you got into this theater?
Surprising, shocking. I knew that a lot of time was going to be eaten up by that, mm-hmm. but I didn't really mind. Shocking! It wasn't really shocking, but it was more like a. Oh, like that. It's a
revelation.
Yeah. It's that.
Curtains drawn.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I've always had. The people, at least in that theater, when uh-huh. I say that theater, that production.
Yeah, you can see it.
Decada. Yung Decada 70. That theater. The people there, everybody was just so human. that's how I could say uh-huh. it. Everyone just had a genuine connection with each other, even though we were strangers. Well, at least I was a stranger from the start, and then I just grew with them. I just started getting to know them, mm-hmm. and that's also one of the reasons why I thought maybe I should do Abraham and talk about love, you know, that kind of thing,
right.
because it was just so prevalent that everybody loved each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there would be times that people wouldn't get along, but I have never been immersed with a group of people that really, really loved each other. Then that's how I see it. That's how I mm-hmm. see it. So I really love to be around those people. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what would you say was the, through the whole production, the most fulfilling part of it? Like you felt that I made the right decision that I went here and got involved in this.
Well, yeah, getting to know them was the best decision that I ever, you know, so by far the best decision I've ever made. Mm-hmm. It's not really, you know, at first I was there for for acting, right? I was uh-huh. there with the intention to, I want to go and see how good I can act or how good I could be on stage. Mm-hmm. But after the whole process, I just forgot about that intention of acting. I just forgot about that intention of just being in the industry. Now, you know, I just just meeting them and meeting more people like them. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do. That's why I want to, you know, that's if there's something that one reason why I'd like to stay and, you know, discover more in the theater industry, it's meeting people like them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very emotional, very raw, mm-hmm. very human, you would
very
say.
Very human.
Very, very human. All right. So I would like to think, no, based on what I have heard from you now, it really translated into what Abraham is right now. I really felt that mm-hmm. very human, very relatable, mm-hmm. very emotional part of your music. So
that's what I want to do as Abraham. It's not to become a big music star or whatever, but I just want to get the message across that and I don't want to write songs about, I've told myself I don't want to write songs that are very, you know, like bitter or sad, not because I don't like those emotions,
mm-hmm.
we need those emotions, but I just want to, because I just think that in a unintentionally those emotions are amplified nowadays, mm-hmm. and there's just too much happening around, and it sometimes it really hurts you, it breaks your heart. So, you know, I at least in this little way that I can, I wanna heal those broken hearts in whatever way I can, by writing music that is, you know, uplifting. I don't want to say inspirational, but maybe inspirational, mm-hmm. and yeah, just talk about love and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Touch people's lives, musically.
Definitely.
All right. So thank you very much, Abe, for gracing the DZUP station,
our
booth
much.
Here today. And of course, would you like to promote some future events?
Yeah, I would.
Future
thank
endeavors.
You. So I mentioned earlier that next Sunday, October 28th, I will be performing. It's at the Mula Sa Buwan Love and Defiance Party. It's going to be held in Eastwood's Central Plaza. There in Eastwood at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Right. So remember that Mula sa Buwan Love and Defiance Party, October 28th. Because I'll be contributing a little bit to Mula sa Buwan through my music, and you'll find out how there. And I hope you guys watch the play too. That'll be the run of the play will be from November 9 to 21, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, at the Arete Hyundai Hall.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where can they find you on their social medias?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page. Just type in facebook.com/ Hear Abraham. Hear Abraham, like, you know.
Hear Abraham.
Yeah, see, as taste, in, feel, hear. All right. So facebook.com/ Hear Abraham.
All right.
And then I'm also on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com. Type in Abraham, you'll see me there. But yeah, that for now, those are my social media.
You get it. All right. Once again, thank you so much,
Thank you very much for sharing
your music with us. And we have one last song from you.
One last song. Mm-hmm. I'd like to play a song from Decada 70, ni Ilbalhati Bautista. And this song is called Kapatid.
All right. Once again, thank you, Abraham. Here is Kapatid from Decada 70. Yeah.
Kapiraso at kahit munti, basta
kasama tayo.
Fall apart, dancing with the phantoms of our hearts. Black and sky, I see you in the darkness. Standing fearless, rising tall, feel the touch of danger, no surrender. Give me one last moment here with you. Fight. Lovers torn to pieces, crimes of weakness. Final call, for now and ever after, I'll remember to say what ever someone said, to find what once was lost. Come to be again. Thank you.
having too much time. She's got her mind where her heart should be. And I use my heart where my mind is free. I don't wanna think about it. Think about it. Cause I know how I feel, and it's whole and it's real, but I don't know if I should still keep on going. I don't see the point in telling her I love her when I know it goes one ear and out the other. She don't feel it the same way.
Sound trip.